Welcome to the Winning Everyday Podcast, a place where faith meets daily living. Each day, we take a few moments to reflect on God's Word, gain spiritual insight, and receive encouragement to help you live victoriously. No matter what today brings, remember, God's wisdom and grace are here to carry you through.
Good morning. Welcome back to another beautiful edition of Winning Every Day, the podcast that stirs your spirit and sets your day on the right course. I'm glad you carved out this moment for God and for yourself today. Wherever you're listening from, I pray God's Word will transform your life. Today's topic is Building a Life on God's Word, and our Bible text is from Matthew 7 verses 24 to 25, which says, Jesus said that whoever hears his words and does them is like a wise man who built his house on rock. And when the rain fell, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, it did not fall because it was founded on the rock. Hold that picture in your mind, a house that would not fall. That's exactly what I want to talk to you about today. Back in the 1800s, in the city of Bristol, England, there was a man named George Muller. He had a deep burden to care for orphan children who had nowhere to go. No family, no future. So he decided to build orphan houses. But here's the remarkable part. He made a decision that he would never ask any human being for money. Not one letter of solicitation. Not one public appeal. He said he would only tell his needs to God and trust God's word alone to move people's hearts to give. Over the course of his life, Muller and his team cared for over 10,000 orphans, and he built 5 large orphan houses. All without a salary, without debt, without begging anyone. Some mornings, the cupboards were completely empty, with children sitting at the table waiting to eat, and Muller would simply bow his head and thank God for the meal before it arrived, because he had settled it in his heart that God's word does not fail. And by the time grace was said, help would arrive. Sometimes a baker knocking on the door saying he couldn't sleep and felt led to bring bread. Sometimes a milk cart breaking down conveniently right outside the orphanage, so the milkman gave away the milk before it spoiled. That man built his entire life, not on people, not on his bank account, not on connections, but on the Word of God. And that foundation held him for over 60 years of ministry. Church family, that's the picture Jesus was painting. Life will bring rain. Life will bring floods. Life will bring wind. The question was never whether the storm would come. The question is, what is your house built on? Let me ask you something this morning. Be honest with yourself. When trouble shows up in your life, what do you run to first? Do you run to worry? Do you run to social media for comfort? Or do you run to the Word of God? Isaiah chapter 40 verse 8 tells us that grass withers, flowers fade, but the Word of our God stands forever. Everything around you is subject to change. Your job, your relationships, the economy, your health report. But the Word of God does not change and it does not fail. It's the only thing that will always stand and lasts forever. Here's a word of encouragement for you today. Whatever situation is shaking around you right now, it is not permitted to move you because you are not standing on the situation, you are standing on the Word. Psalm 119 verse 89 says, "Forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven." What God has said about your life is already settled. Settled before the report came. Settled before the delay. Settled before the disappointment. So trust God today and build your life on His unfailing word. Beloved, I pray for you today. I decree that every foundation the enemy has tried to shake in your life is repositioned right now on the rock that cannot be moved in Jesus' name. Every crack, every crumbling place, every area of doubt, I speak restoration and strength over it. What was meant to collapse, you will instead establish you. You will not fall. You will not fail. You will stand tall, secure, and unshaken in Jesus' mighty name. Time for reflection. Now take a moment and reflect. Is there an area of your life right now where you've been building on feelings instead of the word? building on what people said instead of what God said. Take a moment, be still, and let the Holy Spirit reposition you and establish you in His Word. Actions for the day. Here's your action steps for today. Pick one promise from Scripture that speaks directly to what you're facing right now. Write it down and confess it out loud at least 3 times before this day ends. Don't just read the Word today, build on it, and the Word will transform your life. Let me bring this home. Everybody's life is being built on something. Some people are building on money, some on relationships, some on their own strength. But only one foundation guarantees that when the storms come, and they will come, you will still be standing. That foundation is God's Word. So the real question isn't will trouble come, it's what will still be standing when it leaves. Build wisely today. As we close, let's take our confession of faith for the day together. Wherever you are, say this out loud with me. My life is built on the solid rock of God's Word. No storm, no flood, no wind can move me, because my foundation cannot fail. I stand strong today, I stand secure today, and I move forward today in unshakable faith. This is my declaration, and I believe it. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for this message. We appreciate you for your Word that never fails. We commit this day into your hands. Every meeting, every decision, every conversation, every step. Let everyone listening walk in unshakable confidence today, standing firm on your promises. We declare that the day is blessed for us and that we shall be victorious in everything we do. Thank you for answering us. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. That's it for today's devotional. If this blessed you, please share it with someone who needs a lift today, and don't forget to download your own copy of Bible in a Year, a daily Bible reading plan for 1 year on our website. Until next time, stay standing, stay strong, and I'll see you tomorrow. God bless you.
You're tuned in to the Winning Everyday Poetess.
Winning Everyday Devotional is written by Isaac Melly. If this podcast blesses you, why not be a blessing by sharing it with someone? Thank you for tuning in today.
Every morning brings a new sunrise. Open your heart, open your eyes.